accident. I'm hard to kill. This was the third one. And I was all banged up, and it took months to recuperate. And he got wind of it, and he said, come on over to Lahaina. Let's try it again. Let's try it again. And I vowed I would go over to Lahaina, and things would be different. And they were different, all right. They were a lot worse than he ever imagined. How could I possibly keep my word to him when I can't keep it to myself? And he was the opening bartender at Chemo's, and I got a job working for a tax consultant. I hadn't filed in 3 years, but I showed up for work, so I got the job. And he went to work at 5, and I got out of work at 5, and he started at 5, and I'd go over just for one drink, just to watch the sunset, just to hear one song. And I never can predict what will happen when I start drinking. You know, I'm flip-flopping through those streets, drinking out of control. And, you know, hospitality was the number one industry in Lahaina at that time, and I was doing my part to be hospitable. And rumor got back to him on how I was carrying on, and he threw me out. Do you know how embarrassing it is to be thrown out for your drinking by a drug addict, alcoholic drug dealer? It's embarrassing, you know? Anyway, this man had his eye on me, and he kind of owned a lot of property in Lahaina at the time, and I went to work for him. And when he threw me out, you know, I decided, you know, I'm getting in so much trouble here. I better start drinking with the wrong people, well, with the right people at that time, but they were the wrong people. And I went to work for this man who was the president of the Chamber of Commerce and the commodore of the yacht club. And, you know, and part of my salary was this little house on Front Street with a swimming pool. And I had a brand new red convertible Mustang, and I had designer clothes. And I think I am all that. I have it all going on. And this is when I began living the three lives. I show up for work, so I have my business life. I know how to work. I'll get the job done. I might be out drinking all night long and throwing up at my desk, but by God, I'm there and I'll get the job done. And as I said, he was the commodore of the yacht club and president of the Chamber of Commerce, so we had our social life that I had to attend to. And I would drink my pui fusé, and I knew how to behave in these social occasions, providing they got over early. And then I got on with my real life, and that was my drinking life. And I'm drinking in those local bars of Lahaina, just drinking out of control, just letting my hair down. And I'm a mouthy drunk, and I'm looking for trouble, and I can find trouble anywhere. And I'm in these local bars, and I am just carrying on and doing things I shouldn't be doing with people I shouldn't be doing it with. And I come to on the beach with black eyes and bruises, and I get gang raped, and I just keep on going, and I just don't pay any attention to it at all, because I'm in denial. I'm in total denial. I still believe that drinking is the solution. And as I said, I started drinking with the wrong people, and I got into an awful lot of trouble. And when I get into trouble like that, I leave. I have two things I do in life. I either throw a fist or I leave. And I left, and I went back to Massachusetts to my mom's house, and I was on the wagon. You know that vehicle that the wheels fall off when you're not paying attention? And I told my sweet little Irish mom I don't drink. And so I am back there, and I'm back there for a couple of weeks, and I get the phone call. I am fired from the job, evicted from the house, the car has been repossessed, and the guy I'm dating has already got a new girlfriend. Now, what do you do with something like that? You know, I'm back there, and I told my mom I didn't drink, so I started the sneaky drinking. It was getting to be cold. It was around the holidays, you know, Thanksgiving. And I started the sneaky drinking. And at first, I'd get a half pint, and I'd bring it up to my room. Then I'd get a pint, and I'd bring it up to my room. Then I got a quart, and I brought it up to my room. And then we got serious, we got the half gallons. And I'm going to bed earlier and earlier and earlier because, you know, it's cold out, you know, and I'm tired. I go to my room to drink, and I know there's something wrong with this. I know there's a problem with this. How can I tell my sweet little Irish mom this is what I'm doing? And so I make plans to go back to Hawaii. I have no place to go to, but I got to go. I just got to go. So on my natal birthday, which is January 4th, I left Lowell, Massachusetts, and I was on my way back to Hawaii. I left on January 4th. I got to Honolulu about February 13th. I'm not quite sure about every place I went and who I saw, but I do know I was in New York for a while, and I was in Miami for a while, and I was in L.A. for a while. And when I got to Honolulu, My luggage had fallen apart.